Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Here's a question. If someone asked you how many Old Testament prophecies relate to the first and second coming of Jesus Christ, what would you say? Well, in actuality, there are hundreds. More specifically, can you name some of these prophecies? Well, how about just one? Well, today I'm going to have the Apostle John answer that question. Listen to these words.
He who saw this has testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows he is telling the truth. For these things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken.
Yes, Jesus' body was pierced, which was another Old Testament prophecy referred to in this same paragraph in John's Gospel. But, as David also wrote, not one of his bones was broken. These are just two prophecies out of hundreds. Statisticians tell us that if you took just eight of these Old Testament prophecies regarding Jesus Christ, the probability that they could have been fulfilled by chance is 1 in 10 to the 17th power. That's 100 million billion. Well, let me once again challenge you with this principle to live by. When sharing evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we should be prepared to review some of the many ways in which his life on earth fulfilled a number of Old Testament prophecies. Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. As Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.